This is the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. It's Monday evening, August 10th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Patricia delivers strong earnings growth with URA 42.7 meters EBITDA plus 46.6% YOY in H1 2026. Patricia, a leading independent investment manager for real assets, reported strong earnings growth in H1 2026. EBITDA surged by 46.6% to URA 42.7 meters. Driven by cost discipline and operational efficiency, recurring management fees exceeded operating expenses, showcasing the company's resilience. Transaction activity showed a gradual recovery, with signed transactions up by 15.6% to euro 1.6 billion. Patrizia also saw a significant increase in client equity raised to euro 0.8 billion. Financial strength improved with increased liquidity and a robust net equity ratio. Guidance for 2026 remains unchanged.
K-1, losses showing negative while bank accounts show positive is confusing multifamily investors and costing them. Multifamily investors are often confused by K-1 losses showing negative while their bank accounts reflect positive distributions. Stephen Livman of Investing with Purpose explains that this discrepancy stems from depreciation benefits in real estate. He highlights the carry-forward feature of unused losses and the passive activity rules that determine their utilization. Understanding these tax strategies is crucial for maximizing returns in multifamily investing.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.